Hello, Saints.
Hey, you beat me to it.
I did.
That was pretty good. I hardly press a button. It's Brother Tupos and Quick Draw Sister Amon over there. We hope you're doing well today. We want to bring you our edification audio at the end of a long day. We had a busy day today.
Right.
Busy, rainy day. We drove through a storm today, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. Sister Amon, we're going to go right to it. What's on your mind today? I think you have something to share that I asked you about yesterday.
What'd you ask me?
I asked you, what's your three favorite preaches this summer? And you were going to mention them and just talk briefly about why.
Yep.
I thought maybe we'd start the audio out with that because we had a great summer out witnessing. What were your three favorite preaches?
Well, you're probably not going to be surprised.
No?
When I say that it was really, really hard to pick just three.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
We
did so many.
There's three of them, but not necessarily in order. I'm just picking three. Life Fest.
Yeah, it's a big one in Oshkosh. It's a false Christian music festival, and we did two long days this year,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
And, man, did we talk to hundreds of people.
We did, yeah. And I just want to say there were so many of them, but I just went and I picked the two first that popped in my mind.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that they were, like, the best ones, but this one here was one of my favorite ones. Right at the end, it was dark, and we stayed late, and there was three young people there. They had come out. They'd seen us earlier.
Right.
They were on the website, and they came out, and I was talking to somebody, and I saw them over the person's shoulder, and the person ended up leaving, and I was like, did you guys want a gospel card or something? And they came over, and I got to talk to them for at least a half an hour, and they just soaked it all up. It was awesome. And then there was another one. It was a Jewish woman. She claimed to be a Jew.
Yep.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that conversation, and I told her, I said, you don't look like one, you're not even acting like one, and I said, to be honest with you, you're an antichrist, and I shared the gospel with her. She was sober, she almost looked like she was going to cry, and something was going on in her, so I don't know, it's just, those were just two.
Life Fest, that was an awesome one. That was way back in July.
I know.
That seems like a lifetime ago.
There's a lot in between that.
Yep, yep.
Another one, okay, and these are the so-called Christian festivals, because we often get more opportunity to talk to people.
Yeah.
This would be City on a Hill.
Oh, yeah, Duluth.
Yeah, and there was a woman from rehab that I got to talk to for probably a half an hour, and she was really thankful for it. She saw through a lot of it. She saw how she was kind of getting spit out of the church that the rehab program put her in.
Yeah.
And so that was awesome, and then there was a couple husband-wives that we talked to. Well, many of them, but a couple of them stood longer. There was a young woman I talked to.
We poured a bunch of truth into people there. Some of them reached out to us afterwards. Not much has come of it, but they did reach out to us and thanked us and said they were going deeper into Scripture. So who knows what will come of it.
Maybe they're testing.
Yeah, as Paul said, that he planted, other people watered, and who knows what God brings the increase. Who knows what that will be in the future.
Right, and what do you think my third one is? Can you guess?
I think your third one was Life Fest. Life Light.
Yep,
the one we just did not long ago.
That probably
would be my favorite one, I would have to say, this summer.
Yeah.
That was like 12 hours in 100-degree heat, but man, did we talk to the people.
Oh, it
and
was
youngster
like
after youngster after youngster, and man, the Lord just let us, put us right in people's path. It was awesome.
Yeah, so those three, not necessarily in that order or whatever, but those would have been my favorite.
That doesn't demean,
and I know they're probably you too.
Yeah, that doesn't demean any of the other preachers, but it's kind of like the disciples going to the temple to witness was probably better than going out in the pagan world. And so for us, going to the churchianity places, they at least recognize who Christ is and claim him, even though oftentimes it's a false savior. But they have the mindset of it, and we do have a lot of good conversations there. So those are good picks, Sister Amon. You did good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did good. Speaking of witnessing today, awesome. We pulled up to a park where we were going to work online while it was a rainy, drizzly day. And no sooner did we get there, Sister Amon was making us dinner under a pavilion using the free electricity they let everybody use, cooking. That was awesome. She made awesome rice and beans with tortillas. A man walked up and he goes, could I get a jump from you? And I said, sure, I got a jumper box. So I went and got my jumper box. And at first it wouldn't start his car. And I said, leave it on for 10 minutes. So he sat in his car. Sure enough, he left it on for 10 minutes. We started. Car started right up. Guess what? He got the gospel. Mm-hmm. And he was thankful. He thanked me for it, and he said, I said, maybe you were, your battery died so you could get the gospel. He goes, maybe, and he kind of smiled, and he kind of went on his way, and we had an awesome lunch with our young brother, Kuo, and then we had a brother's call. We all had lunch together. That was kind of fun. Brothers all over the place, and we all got on a video call and ate our lunch together, so that was kind of neat. They broke bread together with gladness, and then...
Oh, this is hilarious.
What happened? We go to the other side of the park where we often go, where it's kind of a set-apart part, and we set our shower up to take a shower. We have a little pop-up shower blind. Sister Ami gets her shower done. She's in the van. I'm just getting ready to get in the shower. I still have my clothes on, but I'm getting ready to get in the shower. And a guy comes zooming up on a bike, parks 3 feet from the side of our van by our shower, and he's yelling, "Nice shower, like the shower, how was your shower? Hey, I want to talk about God, come on out here. I want to talk about God," and I'm like, okay.
Like 100 miles an hour he was speaking.
Oh, this guy was talking like a million miles an hour. I had to put my shoes back on. I went out there, got to witness to him, and definitely had some strange things going on in his life, and but it was interesting.
Yeah.
He got the gospel. He got the warning about man-made religion. He got our website, so... Those are a couple awesome witnessing sessions we had right here in the park. And, of course, we handed the gospel out of gas station stuff as we were going. But you said one lady got it today and was really thankful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I gave another lady at the gas station. She was having a bad day. And I gave her the gospel card. And I said, this will be good news if you receive it. She's like, thank you very much. So she appreciated that. And then... we went down the road, and we went to go see our grandchildren to go have dinner with them. And when we're in town, we get to see them, three of them. And we had to drive through a nasty thunderstorm. We're not we're not used to driving through thunderstorms. Not because we don't know how to. We just don't want to.
Yeah, and, if we don't have to, we just avoid things like
that. Yeah, it was pretty bad. It was pouring pretty good.
Yeah, we just kind of drove through it and to the other side of it. It was pretty awesome. To get on the other side anyway.
I believe Sister Amon put up an awesome video of driving through the colors in the rain. That'll be at the top. And the grandkids were just awesome. They're like 12, 8, and 6. Wonderful children, well-behaved, very respectful. The whole family's very respectful of our faith. I always tell people they don't blare TVs and do all kinds of stuff. They don't cuss and swear in front of us. So we have as best we can, we have a relationship with them when we're in town, and they listen to us. So it's awesome. None of them are believers, obviously. But my one little grandson, he's so sweet, 8 years old, and I told the brothers, it warmed my heart. He came up and he whispered to Papa, and he said, could you come up in my room and tell me about God? And I said, what? He took me up in his room. He was putting his clothes away, and he said, you know about God, don't you, Papa? And I said, I do. And I started sharing just some basic things. He's only 8. And I said, Papa travels. And he said, it's why you travel in a van. I said, yeah, we travel and preach the gospel all over. So that kind of warmed my heart. It made it harder to leave him. Because I think about those little ones, and we just want to scoop them up and take them with us and train them up in the things of God. But we can't do that, can we, Sister Amon?
Got to kill our flesh. Yeah, they're not ours.
Yeah, and we have to go because we could sit and be in town and just sit and wait for our grandchildren and our children. But we know that God's called us to go. And our children and our grandchildren are not any more important or valuable to God than the people in the world that we get to reach at all these festivals and all the young people we get to talk to. So we have to go and leave them and go and preach the gospel. So we're glad that God's called us to do that. And we still stay in touch with them. Our goal is if the parents will let us have contact with them. As they get older, we'll get to speak more and more truth into their lives. And maybe one day they'll really come to understand the gospel and really, as they get older, know who we are and what we do and all that. So that's why we do that.
There's always that hope.
Yep. So it was awesome. We had an awesome visit. And what... As we were leaving there, so that was awesome, as we were leaving there, headed to our night parking spot, what corrupt sign did we see, Sister Amon, on a worldly church that we know about? We know these people. I used to work with these people when I was a pagan. By the way, they never preached the gospel to me, and they never invited me to eternal life. They never invited me to repent. They just invited us to pagan Christmas parties. What did their sign on the building say, Sister Amon?
I don't even want to say it. It was pretty bad. Could you say it?
The sign was so foolish, it said, if you like carbs, Jesus is the bread of life. And they're referring to John 6:48. I am the bread of life, Jesus said. So they're making a pun, they're making a joke about Jesus being the bread of life. And I know these people, this is who they are. They love the things of the world. They love politics. They love fitting in with everybody. They love being gitsy. They love being trendy. They love being funny. And look at that's how they are. It's a Baptist church.
It's wicked.
So, yeah. Sister Drummond, what else is on your mind today?
I just have a
scripture verse to share at the end.
Well, I have 2 points, but I have 1 point, a question, and a verse. Should I do the point or the question for you?
You do the point first.
Okay, well, I was thinking about, you and the brothers were talking about fellowship long distance.
Yeah, we had a gathering today, yeah. Well, we do every night, but yeah.
Yeah, and the dynamics of it and things like that. There's a lot to overcome in that. And my point would be, basically, when you were talking about long distance and how people can't really see into other people's lives, you have to work a little differently at it. And then I was thinking about us and our ministry, how if people come across us, they can see what we stand for biblically, the doctrines, and all the holiness that we have. They can see our life, how
we strive for, yeah.
They can see how we live what we talk. They can see helpful hints. They can see everything about our life. So basically, I guess what I'm getting at is when you have a long distance relationship, you can't see into a person's house and their life. We've done it on our websites and the blogs to expose everything about us.
Right.
From the biblical aspect to how we live, right, how we travel, how we eat. And so people can almost kind of know us and see us already for the way that we've got our website established.
Yeah, and not to boast, we'll boast in Christ. God's given us the ability over the last 10 years, more like 14, to where we filled our website and our teaching blog up with literally thousands of resources. So people can go and go, what are these people about? And they can see what we've been up to for 14 years. And I like to really boast about this, and it's all about Christ. We've been on a steady incline of truth, and we've never got swept away in false doctrine, following false groups. We've been on a steady incline.
Right.
That should bode well to people that go, maybe we want to find truth. Let's find people that have been on their way in truth and have always followed it and never followed false doctrine. We weren't here and then there and then here and then there. We've been following Christ and the word and truth for 14, 15 years.
Right. And so if somebody comes across our website or us and both puts them together, they can see inside our house.
Right.
Literally.
Yeah.
The other aspect other than the doctrinal agreement that we may have with somebody, they can see all over the website who we are behind the scenes as well, even though we're not face to face. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. And I've done that purposely because as an older man that wants to be a teacher, an example, and maybe be a leader to lead people to the truth, I want to be blameless. So I want people to be able to look at my life and see my wife's in order, my house is in order, my past is in order, my teaching's in order, our future where we're going is in order. We live frugal. I want everything to be blameless and seamless so that people, so that we are blameless.
Yeah.
We're not perfect people, but we're striving to be perfect. If anybody shows us our sin, we'll repent of it. And so we want to be that for God's glory. That's what this is all about.
And I think that helps with the long distance relationships because they can see all that.
Oh yeah.
It definitely helps being able to expose your life. Like one brother said, you know, video calls and stuff. He's an open book. Well, all of them are open books really, but because in the last day with the people falling away, and I'm sharing this so sisters can understand too, you know, long distance, you've got to be very careful. You have to test people out, and it's kind of hard to do that when you're not face-to-face, but there are ways to do it, to learn and see people's lives behind what they just say.
And we have had people contact us and said, you guys put so much out about you, we feel like we know you.
Yeah. Okay, that's kind of what I was getting at.
It's not like that with very many people, because a lot of people, they don't put a lot out there, even if they're in ministry online, and it's harder to get to know them. So we want to be as transparent as possible.
That's the word, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what we want to be. Good point.
Yeah, not to boast about us, but
it's all about Christ, what he's done in us.
Trying to make it easier for people to not have any questions.
Yeah.
They could get all the questions answered.
And we have a huge advantage because we set ourselves, I haven't worked for a company for 10 years. Almost. We've set ourselves free to focus on ministry full time. And so that gives us a huge advantage because we can pour more out, we can do more ministry, and that's what we decided. We ordered our lives to do that. Anybody can work to do that if they want. It's just a calling that we chose, and God, I think, has blessed and honored that. He's done it through us. We couldn't do it. Christ said, you can do nothing without me. So we did it all through Christ, and we're just thankful that he's allowed us to do everything we've got to do because we couldn't do it without him.
We had to work hard for it.
Amen.
Too,
he called us to work hard, sacrifice, sell everything, go on the road, leave your grandchildren, leave your children, leave your comfort, leave your homestead.
Kill your flesh.
Kill your flesh. Go on the road, be hated, have the police called on you.
Right.
People lie about you on the internet. I get it.
All the stuff the Bible says will happen.
And it says rejoice when that happens for you for
Amen.
His name's sake.
Praise God.
Amen. What else you got, Sister Armin?
Well, just a simple question for you. Yeah, I may have
Folks,
asked
it's
that.
like 1 o'clock in the morning. It's been a long day, and Not she's yet. About to ask me a question.
Five more minutes.
Oh, it's
one.
Only 12:55.
Yeah, close enough though. Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, it's easy. It should.
I'm
be
always
maybe.
Ready.
What's one area that you've matured in the past year?
One area that I've matured in the past year.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, one area that I've matured in. I think, I'm thinking of a couple and they're kind of tied together.
Go ahead.
I would say the area of patience with other people and then discernment in order to have that patience with other people and then redemption, always focusing on redemption. So patience with people, discernment to get there, and then the goal is redemption, if that matters.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think I've kind of grown in all those because God's put me in a bunch of situations where I needed more patience dealing with people, even dealing with myself. And God's given me the ability to discern things just by the Word and the Spirit. I couldn't do it without Him. And then my heart has been turned towards always looking for redemption, and those all kind of come together. And I think we've seen that because we have unity with some people that we didn't have before, and we have some brothers that we never had before and sisters that we never had before, because I think all those things God puts in us, patience, discernment, and then the goal is always redemption. So I think I've grown in all three of those this year. Would you agree?
Oh, definitely, because I kind of figured it would be something in that area.
Yeah.
So yeah,
that's good.
That.
Good question. I'd like to think about that and give God glory for what He's done in us.
Yeah, and it's nice.
He's brought us a long way.
Yeah.
We got a long way to go.
Oh, we do. Yeah, we do. But we've come a long way.
Yeah, we have. We're going to keep going every day.
We balance that out.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Do you have a scripture verse to share with us?
I do. 1 Peter 1:13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought to you unto the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Oh, I love that, the revelation of Christ. We're going to be studying. We just finished Philippians 4. That's up on the website today, 16 through 23. Next book we're going to, we're going to be studying the book of Revelation, verse by verse. That's going to take a long time.
Yep.
We're just going to eat it one nibble. We're not even going to eat it a bite at a time. We're going to be eating it a nibble at a time, because there's a lot there, and we're just going to take it slow and go through it together as a group of believers. So I'm excited for that.
I remember one time, it was a while ago, with a brother that you and him, for almost an hour and a half, were on one verse.
Yep.
And it was pretty awesome. That was a while ago.
Yeah, we went deep on, I forget what book it was in. But
I don't even remember.
Yeah,
because
I mean, there's just some parts. Not all of God's word has that kind of rich meat, but many of the verses are rich in meat and concepts and theology. And you could just sit on them.
Go back and forth.
Sit on them for days.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So that's a good thing, yeah. I have a scripture verse I want to share. I'm also in the book of Peter. 2 Peter 1:4-10. Whereby ye are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption, did we do that, Sister Ammon?
Oh, yeah.
That is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, here's the recipe.
I love this.
Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, we just talked about that, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall be neither barren, nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from all sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fail. Guess what that means at the end there? You actually can fail. Once saved, always saved is a lie. Peter says, if you do these things, I actually did a teaching on this. You can look it up. Look up the teaching on 2 Peter 1. And I go over these, all of these words and what we can do. So I just wanted to read those to encourage you. Seek after those things. Ask God for those things. And God will lift you up and you can overcome in Christ. And you can do those things that he's called us to do. Right, Sister Amin?
Oh, yeah. We've seen that in our life and the lives of the saints we know and have known. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So I think that's all we have for you. Anything else, Sister Amin?
Well, maybe some love and sister hugs, yeah, and love for the brethren.
You had a good sister's call today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you guys shared a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we did.
That's always edifying.
Yeah, it is. It's nice because you don't even, sometimes it could just be start with a quick call and it just keeps going and going because there's always godly concepts to discuss.
Yeah.
Iron sharpening iron. And yeah. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Amen. That is awesome. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow we have a hunker down day because it's raining right now. It's supposed to be stormy, thunderstormy all day, so we're going nowhere.
Let's see if it really is.
Yeah, I know. We don't travel in the rain, so we'll have to hold up our trip south, and we officially start our trip south. Kind of started today a little bit, but Wednesday it'll start and we're going to break through. Might make it all the way to Iowa, who knows, and start working our way south on our fall preaching circuit with a lot of events coming up, a lot more preaching to do. The world's lost. It needs the gospel. And you know what? We don't care if nobody wants to hear it. We're going to go and glorify God and do it.
Yeah, you know, that's where God can use a little bit of our old self, where we didn't really care what anybody thought about us. We're just going to do what we do, only this time we're doing it for the Lord for the right reasons.
Yeah, yeah, we're using that.
I love it.
We're using that stubborn stick-to-itiveness, if I could say it that way, for God's glory, rightly divided, using redemption as the goal, not using destruction and judgment against people, but just going and calling people to the good news of the gospel.
I would have wanted somebody to do that for me, so I want to be that person.
And so my last thought to all you saints, seekers, if you're listening, you need to repent by this gospel. Focus on the gospel. Never get far from the blood and the resurrection of Christ and repentance to him. The new life he gives us, and the fruit of it is holiness and obedience, and endure every day in it. Never get far from that gospel. Some brothers and I were just covering some questions, and we were interested to see that all the answers to the questions were going right back to the gospel, and the gospel answered those questions. One of them was, oh, you guys teach works-based salvation. And we went through the gospel. We said, hey, can we give ourselves faith? No. Hey, does God give us repentance? Yes. Does God send the Holy Spirit? Yes. Does God help us with holiness and obedience, without which we can't do it without him? Yes. Does God's grace help us to endure? Yeah. And it's like, how are we working for any of this stuff? It's all a gift of God that we walk in. We don't work for it. We do work for the one that made the way for us.
Amen.
So stay close to the gospel. It'll answer all your questions, saints.
It's a foundation.
Amen. So we're going to leave it right there. Till next time, thanks for listening in. Check out all those resources, then the verse by verse and the Ecclesia gathering. It will bless you. And we love you all. Shoot us an email. We're here to help you anytime. Traveling down the gospel road, may the Lord allow us to keep doing this for many, many weeks, months, and years to come, if it's his will.
I hope so.
Amen.
Peace be with you, and God be praised.
Very nice, Sister Amin.